Hi, Skye. Thanks for coming on the Fruit Street Health podcast and speaking with us today about Fruit Street's diabetes prevention program and your role in it. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit about your background and training and why you decided to become a diabetes prevention coach for Fruit Street.
Lawrence, thank you for having me on. It's great to be here. I'm a registered dietitian. I got registered through Florida State University. I got my degree and then I got registered in 2018. And actually the same year that I was a registered dietitian, I applied for Fruit Street to do the be a lifestyle coach.
So I guess, what do you think about the difference between an in-person program and one that's taught through live group video conferencing? I mean, I think, you know, it's interesting to think about the differences and the similarities.
Yeah. So having experience with both, the in-person experience kind of eliminates a lot of the pauses and the silence factors that you get when you're trying to talk to people, because when you're in person, you've got that one-on-one relationship between the coach and the other participants. And I feel like it's a lot easier for people to share and encourage each other whenever you're in person. Whereas online, it's also really easy to do the same thing. I think that online, the groups, there's a little bit less of that intimidation factor. You know, you're just on a video screen. You're not actually in person with people. But when they're online, you know, I'm able to talk to participants every day. They can talk to each other. And I think there's just there's more daily coach interaction when you can use the online version versus the once a week in person.
And how many classes have you taught for Fruit Street so far? When did you start again?
Yeah, I started in 2018. And I believe I've had four classes. I think the fifth one isn't quite finished yet.
Okay, great. And any particular like patient stories that you feel like someone's been particularly successful or anything like that you wanted to share?
Yeah, so I've had several participants with similar stories. I think a lot of the key to the participants that are successful is the ones that are really ready to change. But I think in particular, I do have one participant that started out with his glucose in the pre-diabetes range, and he really honed in on the goals section of the Fruit Street platform. He uploads his food logs and all his information daily, and he sets new goals really frequently. And they're very specific goals. And he's just really utilized every tool that the program has to offer. And he's consistent about it. And he started the program, I think, 10 or 11 weeks ago. And he got down to his goal weight after, I think, week 8 or 9, just by making small changes and setting those goals. So he lost, I think it was in about 8 weeks, he lost close to 10 pounds. So it was really just through him setting those specific goals and actually achieving them.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's great to hear those success stories. And how do you feel about the wireless scale and the Fitbit and the pictures of food, which is something I guess you would not have in an in-person program? How do you mm-hmm. see the participants use those tools?
The scale is great because they step on it. And as soon as they step on it, I can see it. And, you know, whereas if the in-person classes, you have to actually weigh them on the scale. So some people are, you know, they're a little scared to get on it and they can't weigh on their own time. So the digital scale allows them to weigh as often and as frequently as they like. And I think the Fitbit trackers that they use is awesome, because that's one of the number one things that I hear from participants as far as a motivating factor is using the Fitbit, and they like to see their steps go up, and you know, all this reminders that you get with the Fitbit device really help you continue to get active. So I really think that the digital scales and the food log, that's something that you don't have in an in-person class. And honestly, it's something that I really think the in-person classes would benefit from, because as a dietitian, you can tell me what you're eating, but I really don't know how much, you know, when, how often, and what you actually ate, unless I can, you know, you see it and you can hold yourself accountable. So I think posting the food pictures is a really strong benefit of online versus mm-hmm. in person.
And how have you seen them track diet and exercise in the in-person programs? I mean, I know the CDC has these handouts where people can write it down on a piece of paper. I'm not sure how often people actually do that, but how did you handle that in an in-person program? Would people like write it down or just kind of not do it at all and attend class?
Yeah, the CDC does have just single pieces of paper that is a little table for a log to record your activity minutes. However, most participants, they don't keep a record. I mean, for the in-person class, all they had to do was tell me how many activity minutes they had. So the majority of them don't keep a log. I think a lot of them will use an app, like the Fitbit app, if they do log activity. But the food logs, I mean, I've taught for 2 or 3 years just in-person classes, and I hardly ever got any food logs or activity logs, just from the ones that were really, really committed. So it's a lot easier for people to just take a picture and upload it on their phone than having to write it down.
Yeah, we've thought about offering the software as a tool for in-person programs that just want to use the features of the software that are not video conferencing. So that's something we've thought about for sure.
Yeah, that would be awesome, because I've thought about that would be a great asset to have for in-person programs, just to give them the ability to upload the photos and for the coach to actually look at it more often rather than just once a week when you meet for the classes.
Yeah, no, sure. That makes sense. And I was just curious, I mean, outside of Fruit Street, I mean, are you like working at a hospital or doing other things? I mean, could you ever picture yourself doing telemedicine full time, or what do you think about that?
Oh yeah, I would love to do telemedicine full time. I mean, even before the pandemic and a lot of things started going virtual, and before I even heard of Fruit Street, it would have been so amazing to do the, to be online and to teach, because that's honestly mm-hmm. what I love to do. I work at the health department, I do a lot of community health education. So the majority of my experience is that in person, but now doing the virtual, it's nice that I've had that in-person experience, because it does allow me to, I think, give, know where participants are coming from and just knowing some of the challenges that they may face being online. But there's a lot, like even all of my job duties at the health department have become virtual and, with telehealth. So I definitely think, telemedicine is the way to go, and it would be a wonderful thing to do full time.
Right. And so before the pandemic, I guess, you were working at the health department, Monday through Friday, basically, and then you would teach Fruit Street classes at night and on the weekend. Is that kind of what a week in the life would look like?
Yeah. Before the pandemic, I signed up for evening classes. So I'd go to work 7 to 4 and then come home. And I just take a couple of evening classes, but now I do work from home most of the time. So I've started taking a few more classes, and it is a lot easier for me to take more classes because I can check on all of my classes throughout the day working from home. So it's a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the world has definitely shifted into, a telemedicine model. We've started to have some dietitians do it full time. So once the volume increases even further, we could certainly, mm-hmm. Certainly explore that. Is there anything else you wanted to share that you think would be interesting for people to know about just like your experience working as a coach for Fruit Street?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really have anything super special or unique.
Yeah. Have you thought about using it for, what do you think about using it for type 2 diabetes? You started to think about building like a diabetes self-management education program. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like the group model could be used for multiple chronic diseases instead of just diabetes prevention.
I think it could, and it definitely has moved a lot from the diabetes prevention to even just the overall health, wellness, and weight loss. And I'll say for our in-person classes, there's a lot of times where I would have type 2 diabetics in the class. We didn't record them for CDC, but they wanted to join the class because they knew the information was helpful. And they always did really well in the class. There was a couple of people that lowered their A1C numbers significantly. And I did have one the first year I taught, I think that she got off of her diabetic medication. So I think the program should be advertised for a lot of things. I think everybody could benefit from it, but any other chronic conditions, I think the program could definitely be adapted to that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be exciting to basically help people. I mean, I'll just use the word reverse, you know, their type 2 diabetes or come off of medication. Mm-hmm. And there's been other stories of people coming off of blood pressure medication or cholesterol medication, just because they've made, you know, such drastic improvements to their diet and lifestyle. Do you feel like the groups build like a sense of community amongst the participants that motivates them? Or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think the group does, because the participants feed off of each other. So when mm-hmm. one person has an issue, there's usually at least one other participant that's gone through the same thing and may not have been as comfortable to speak up about it, but that opens it up for discussion. And then that's kind of where the participants will start sharing ideas with each other. And then as they become more comfortable, then they, you know, just start bouncing ideas off of each other and just, you know, messaging each other whenever they need help or support with something.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people think that it's just like a dietitian speaking for an hour, but it's really more of an interactive, you know, group discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. The program is all what you make of it. You know, you get in what you put out. And I think the people that benefit from the program the most are the ones that are ready to change and that have some sort of drive. You have to find that drive and that reason why you want to make a change. And it is a healthy lifestyle change program. So it's not just a weight loss program that focuses on diet. It's all healthy changes that you can get.
And do you feel like most people who sign up are motivated to like lose weight or to prevent a chronic disease? Or what are some of the biggest reasons that you've heard from participants about why they've even signed up in the first place?
The main reason is usually weight loss, but in addition, usually people come on to try and lose a little bit of weight to be healthier, to be able to live longer and do the things that they want to do. It's to have a better quality of life, as you know, in addition to the weight loss.
Yeah, I've seen even some people that were told by like their doctor that they need to take certain medications, and they said, "Well, let me sign up for this program first." And then they've actually lost weight, and they actually avoided taking the medication as well.
Yeah, that's the exciting part of the program. And I've seen that personally in our in-person class, that you can definitely get off medications, lower medications, or prevent yourself from getting on those medications.
Great. Well, thanks for coming on the show and doing all this great work as a Fruit Street dietitian. And hopefully, you know, we'll get you full time one day. But thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Digital Health Entrepreneurship with Lauren Strouhart. If you haven't already, take a look at some of our other episodes and leave a review on your favorite podcasting platform.